For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. Cole Cordham is a bear.
Scruffy, bearded, burly, bigger, you know.
Gay, bearded men like Cordham, a coal strip worker, sometimes call themselves bears. Many of these guys, gals, and gender non-binary folks of the LGBTQ community are headed to Billings this weekend for the annual Big Sky Pride Festival, and everyone's invited. Billings Mayor Tom Hanel recently issued a Pride Proclamation, an important document affirming the safety of those who participate in Pride Festival activities. It is co-written every year between members of the festival's planning committee and members of City Council, wherever the weekend-long festivities are held. Walt Donges of Billings helped draft the rhetoric for it.
Pride Proclamation is important because it sets the stage for the city and how they're going to embrace the guests. We're hoping for at least 3,000 guests to come to the city to partake in this celebration. And the proclamation in and of itself recognizes families, recognizes that we are all one community in Billings and the work that's being done, and that we are safe here as we celebrate our diversity.
The proclamation is especially important because in 2014, the Billings City Council did not pass a non-discrimination ordinance that would have protected LGBTQ-identifying folks. Shauna Goubeau, who is a member of the Festival Planning Committee, says that this year's proclamation is opening the door to moving equality in the city.
It's the foundation for us building permanent LGBT community resources here in Billings as part of Pride. But safety is an issue in Billings and all across Montana because we are more of a conservative state. People fear things that are different. And so sometimes they think that LGBTQ people are different. And hopefully with this Pride celebration, they'll see that we're just the same members of the community that they see every day. They'll see us with our children and our grandchildren and our spouses and our friends having a huge party, just celebrating what it's all about. But it is important to remember that Pride was a riot. It was founded by a riot to prevent persecution for LGBTQ people. And that's part of our history.
The riots that Goubeau referred to took place on June 28th, 1969. In New York City, and they're called the Stonewall Riots because they started at the Stonewall Inn, a popular bar and kind of safe haven for LGBTQ folks. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, Pride festivals across the nation are a way to remember the senseless violence, discrimination, and raids by police on LGBTQ folks at perceived safe spaces, like nightclubs and bars like the Stonewall Inn.
The patrons of that bar stood up and fought back, I think, for 3 days of rioting. And that was the birth of what we call the Pride movement, the gay movement.
Don just remembers watching the riots on TV when he was 10 years old. For this year's Big Sky Pride Festival, the focus is on family. Festival committee members have been working since November to plan over 40 events celebrating Pride this weekend. There are specific activities and events geared towards teenagers and children, along with copious adult fun. Events are ongoing between today and Sunday at various businesses and venues in Billings. The public is invited. To find out more, visit our website, ypradio.org. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.